Welcome to Terra Loco Fast Five. I'm Tracy McCray, along with Mallory Lentz, inventory manager, head coach, and for purposes of this Run Disney guru, welcome to the podcast again, Mallory.
Thank you.
So one of the things I know about you is that you love Disney World. That is a very fair statement to say. And anybody who talks to you for more than a few minutes finds out that you have run more than a fair number of Disney races.
Yes.
Have you, since we decided to do this, have you counted up the number of Disney races you've run?
I have not, but it is probably in the upwards 30s.
You have to count your medals when you get home.
I do. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Disney running has never been more popular. It is just massively growing. How is it different than any old, the Med City Marathon, for instance?
There's quite a few differences. There's characters along the course that you can stop and take pictures with.
Okay.
Lots and lots of costumes, from like simple costumes to very, very elaborate costumes. There's
the
entertainment.
Runners?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Sure.
I have a few friends that go all out, and it's very cool to see what they come up with every year. There's entertainment on the course, DJs. Sometimes, depending on the cast member or things like that, you can hop on a ride.
Oh.
During the race.
Okay.
People will stop and grab like a margarita in Mexico.
It's a little more laid back, or is it not laid back? Are people super competitive?
There's both.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some people that are going for their BQ. There are people that are trying to PR. And then there's people that are trying to have the most fun that they can.
Okay. Boston qualifier. Personal record.
Yep.
And having a good time margarita in Mexico.
Yes.
Got it. Themes. You had mentioned that there are themes.
Yes.
And there are different races, of course. There's marathons and halves and 10 mile, the whole the whole gamut. What themes do they come up with? Is it a yearly theme or a race theme? How does it work?
So there's, right now there are four different race weekends. Disneyland was part of it for a little bit, and then they went away, and then they came back for 2 years, and now they're gone again.
So it's just Disney World,
just
Florida
Disney
only.
World, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's Marathon Weekend in January, which is always centered around Pluto for the 5K, Chip and Dale for the 10K, Daisy and Donald for the half, Mickey and Minnie for the full, and then you can do challenges within there. And then it just kind of depends on what theme they come up with, but it's always based around those characters.
And the Marathon Weekend is the biggest of the four weekends.
Yes, because it's the only race weekend that you can do a full.
Okay, so the biggest number of races available and the biggest number of people that go and take part. And the reason why we're doing this podcast right now, because coming up on March 17th is when you can begin to register, cross your fingers, and hope you get in.
Yes.
And that's a big change.
Yeah.
You said it used to be that you could, a few months before sign up.
Yep. Registration used to be towards the end of April, because I always remember it was around my birthday, so it was like a birthday present to myself. And now it's just gone, it's creeped back and back to March.
Okay.
So now you have to know, you know, 9 months ahead of time if you can do it.
Okay. Well, it gives you a good window of training.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got Marathon Weekend. I know there's the Princess Weekend.
Yep. And the different princesses change every time.
All
so
right.
You never know which princesses are going to be there, if they're going to be repeat or new ones or whatnot.
Okay.
April's Springtime Surprise. That theme is always changing too. This year it's like a buddy theme where it's like Pooh and Tigger, Nick and Judy from Zootopia.
Okay.
And then Joy and Sadness from Inside Out.
Springtime Surprise. And then the final one?
Wine and Dine in November. That's technically like the kickoff to Run Disney season.
Okay.
And that one's based around the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot.
Okay. Is there a good introductory race for people who want to give Disney running a try?
So the smaller race weekends are probably a little bit better, because then they're not so overwhelming.
The springtime one
Wine and Dine. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what else do you need to know? I just feel I have never done a Disney run, and I'm completely overwhelmed by even trying it.
Yeah, they can be extremely overwhelming. And even doing them for 14 years now, I get overwhelmed by race weekend because there's a lot of people. The course doesn't really thin out a ton.
Okay.
Marathon is probably the only time it will thin out enough. But a lot of times there's a lot of people and you kind of just have to be patient. Personally, and again, everybody can run in their own race. I just don't choose to do it for a PR because I know there's so many people. It's sure. so hard to get around people.
Right.
And you just got to be patient.
Well, it's Florida, so yeah. it's flat. You got that going for you.
Well,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of on and off ramps because it's on the highways because
okay.
Disney owns like majority of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
One of the things I can get behind because I love to do this is it is technically it's a racecation, of mm-hmm. course. And explain what a racecation is.
Basically, you mash up a vacation and a race.
Obviously, a little obvious, but it also is I have learned you definitely want to plan your travel
yes.
differently when you're doing
yeah.
a racecation.
Yes.
Because you
yes.
don't want to finish a race and then head to the airport and
mm-hmm.
jump on.
Yeah, I have always, ever since my first marathon at Disney, I always fly out Tuesday instead of Monday, just because I do not want to be sitting on an airplane after running a full marathon. And depending on jobs and life and things like
sure.
that, you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I just like to have another day to kind of walk around.
Shake out. You got to mm-hmm. shake it out. That's
yep.
what that is.
Yep.
Yeah. If you want to get into some big races, sometimes the only way you can get in is to do it for a charity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can explain that for us and then let us know, how does Disney do it differently?
So I don't know if Disney does it too much differently than some of the bigger races, but there are quite a few different charities that you can run with. Some of the charities, along with your fundraising goal, you get your bib. Other charities, you have to pay for your bib and fundraise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so for some races, I know maybe like Chicago
mm-hmm,
or the only way you can get into the
yes.
New York City Marathon is to do it
yeah.
for a charity.
Mm-hmm. I will say the fundraising goals are a lot smaller
because
mm-hmm. I think with, you know, New York, you're in the tens of thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
for fundraising. I've seen Disney anywhere between three, I think at the max for like Dopey,
mm-hmm.
one of the bigger challenges where you get to do four races. Obviously, that's going to be more fundraising goals.
That's a heck of a racecation.
It is.
Four races.
Yeah.
That's four races.
Yeah.
One weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
But you get six medals.
Okay. Four races, six medals. All right. How
mm-hmm.
do people learn more? First of all, they can walk into this store and
yes.
talk to you about Disney vacations
yes,
and
I'm
Disney
always
runs.
Happy to talk about
okay.
Run Disney.
All right. So how, if they are just sitting at home, how can they find out more about going on a Disney run?
I would say the best option to get the most up-to-date information is going to Run Disney's website. There are plenty of influencers and people that run Disney races that can give you a lot of information. But if you want tried and true, actual, legit info, Run Disney is probably the best place to start. And then if you have questions, you can ask other people. But again, everybody's race is different. Everybody's experience is different. You're not going to have two runners with the same outlook on Run Disney, probably.
I just cannot imagine. I mean, going to Disney World is just such an overwhelming
mm-hmm.
thing. Going to Disney World and then going for a half marathon or a marathon just seems
yeah.
like it's a little bit too far out there. But I know for a fact you would encourage people to do it.
I would.
Yeah.
It's my favorite place to go for races because I'm not a super serious runner. Like, I'll do my training, but I don't tread a PR or anything like that.
Oh my
I mean,
gosh.
I carried a basket for 26.2
yeah.
miles this
Don't try
year,
to
so.
Say other people go all out on costumes because I've seen some of your costumes and you're pretty impressive.
They're fun, but
yeah.
they're runnable, so.
You're not a Wookiee? You haven't
no,
tried the Wookiee?
I have not. Mine are always like running first and then add if I want to. But yeah, the basket was probably the most.
What was your basket costume? What did you need?
Oh, I was Belle.
Oh, okay.
Provincial Belle from
okay.
Beauty and the Beast. So
you
I carried
a basket
the entire 26.2 miles. And
did
it
you
kept...
keep your nutrition in there?
I did, actually.
Sure.
I was going to chuck it after mile two or three. And then when I got to Magic Kingdom, my friend Marcia had all my stuff and she put it in my basket. And I was like, oh, hey, this is actually a really good place for this.
Did that mess up your form?
It didn't, because I'm used to pacing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm used to holding a sign.
Okay.
So it was actually not too bad. And every mile I would switch hands.
Sure.
And then it got to be kind of like a running joke with people, because I'd see cheer people.
Sure. Say,
at
yes.
different places. And they're like, she still has the basket.
That is so funny. Anything else you want to include about Run Disney?
No, oh, I don't know. I could talk for forever about this, Tracy.
Well, definitely check out the website for some photos. Let's mm-hmm. see those medals. Let's see some of those costumes.
Yep.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Thank you so much, Mallory.
Thanks.
This has been Terra Loco Fast Five. If there are topics you want to learn more about, let us know when you're in the store. Or, of course, if you want to learn more about Run Disney, I might suggest bringing a coffee or something in and then just sitting with Mallory. She'll talk your ear off how much she loves it. Thank you for listening.